you are the resistance.
It's Mayor DeLeese of Amtrak, Michigan, has endorsed Trump.
It's one of the most populous Muslim cities in the United States because he says Trump is trying to stop World War III. I wanted to kick off this Monday, September 23rd broadcast with that news because I've talked to people all over the United States, gotten calls from all over the world, and folks from Africa, Latin America, Asia, Europe, everywhere say they're supporting President Trump because he wants to stop World War III. And Russia says if those Storm Shadow missiles that Biden almost 2 weeks ago greenlit start raining down on Russian territory, that Russia will officially be at war with NATO and all of its members, including the United States. This is total and complete insanity. Coming up, some of the best news yet, though, from RFK Jr., and Trump's been publicly saying it. He has a plan that will work to drain the swamp. He knows how to do it. He explains how he got hoodwinked last time. That's coming up next segment. The bad news is, on top of the Storm Shadow missile announcement, Israel is going into Lebanon. They're carpet bombing it. They say they're going to destroy the entire south. This is total insanity and an escalation right into potential Armageddon. We're also going to be looking at the latest developments in poll numbers from the real polls that show Trump surging ahead and the fact that that makes the deep state even more dangerous to take out President Trump. But first, I wanted to play this video from Austin, Texas yesterday when we were flying out to Pennsylvania where we ran in to the former head of the NIH who was deeply involved in the development of the Wuhan virus, the poison shot, and pitching it to the American people. Our confrontation with former NIH director Francis Collins right now. Then more reports at Owen Schroyer straight ahead.
We're good. 20 plus million people dead from those shots.
We just confronted the former head of the NIH, Francis Collins. He's one of the villains with Fauci and the entire Wuhan operation and the cover-up of the origin and then the poison shot. Now, he's since backpedaled some, but that doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. He needs to be held responsible. So Fauci and Bill Gates are the very worst. He's down here part of the way, and he started to come public and admit that this was wrong, what they did, the lockdowns, the poison shots, all of it. And when I said to him, you're about to see it, 20 plus million dead, he nodded his head. So maybe he has a soul. Maybe he's going to go public. Good. Redeem yourself. Turn state's evidence, like Redfield and others have started to do, and come all the way out, because the globalist operation for depopulation and what these shots do, turning off the immune system, is all public, and it's not going away, and it's destroying faith in the system and in the medical system, and it's going to bring the system down. So those of you in the system need to join with the people, and you need to come out for Nuremberg 2 and be witnesses against those that will be held responsible. And you know the punishment for crimes against humanity. You know what that is for Nuremberg with the Nazis. All right, here is this confrontation.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're good. 20 plus million people dead from those shots. Well, truth's come out about you and Fauci. How's it feel to kill more people than Hitler?
You're writing some folk songs about it?
Go ahead.
You're writing some folk songs?
You'll never get away with what you did, your bioweapon. You're in a lot of trouble. Nuremberg 2 is coming.
Get his face.
Hi. Looks good. We'll be exposing that guy. All of them are going to prison, Nuremberg 2. They can run, but they can't hide. The truth will get them. Mass murderers.
God bless you, brother.
Former head of the NIH came up with poison shots, everything right there.
Sure.
I know we had a few seconds, so I hit him as quick as possible.
Yeah.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The biggest developments yet in the Ryan Routh attempted assassination of Trump in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach a few weeks ago just broke. We had the intel on Saturday. We were asked by the feds not to break it till today, and now it's officially breaking. $150,000 bounty, 5 hit teams in the U.S. tracking and hunting President Trump, trying to kill him right now. We're about to break it down.
News today.
On Saturday, I posted an emergency news update with a lot of exclusive news. And if you remember, I'll show you a clip in a moment, I told you that we had even more information about how these five hit teams in the U.S. trying to kill Trump are being funded. But I said I couldn't tell you and was asked not to talk about it till Monday. The information I'm about to break comes from amazing sources, some that are public, some that aren't. Japis Sobic is one of them. The other sources confirmed what he was telling me separately. I'm about to lay that out for you right now. The DHS is saying this is a very serious, real threat, that there are three foreign-funded teams and two, at least two, maybe more, domestic teams trying to kill Trump. Now, the news that'll break Monday and next Tuesday and Wednesday is the coordination that is going into all of this. But at this time, I cannot get to that information. Again, Jack, on the Monday event, we'll be bringing that out. But Tucker Carlson in Reading, I'll be bringing it out. And then on Tuesday, we'll have more info on the podcast and Wednesday when all of that finally drops. And I can't release this information yet. But I'll give you a little hint. How many times has the CIA and the Pentagon been caught funding Al-Qaeda or ISIS as proxy armies? And even the Al-Qaeda and ISIS don't even know who's funding them. So these could even be foreign terror groups or Iranians that have been allowed into the country in the last 3.5 years by Biden, who think they're getting actual orders, but really they're getting orders from somebody else. Or they believe they're being paid by somebody, but they're actually being paid by somebody else. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, today, the DHS, Homeland Security, released the information on the letter from Ryan Routh, the reported attempted assassin of Trump 2 Sundays ago in Florida. He left a letter at the scene of the shooting, or the attempted shooting at the golf course, saying that there's a $150,000 bounty out on the head of President Trump for anybody that can shoot and kill him. And that was the other information I was given from Jack Posobiec and my campaign sources at the very top of the campaign. The reason I point that out is DHS broke that this morning. They asked us not to talk about it because of ongoing investigations until Monday. So now you understand that everything else I'm telling you is on target as well. Trump has already canceled a Pennsylvania event. It was this week with the Polish president. He reportedly is pulling back on others and has been publicly saying out there that, you know, he used to play golf, but maybe it's too dangerous right now, which is a good thing because the globalists want Trump dead. They've already tried twice that they've been caught doing. But the same sources told us there's been other assassination attempts that the public has not been told about. And that's why Trump keeps saying nice things about the Secret Service, because they reportedly stopped it. So this is a big deal. Most of the evidence here points towards the deep state wanting a cover story that there's all these hit teams so that they, with mercenaries or other groups, can try to kill Trump, even with a surface-to-air missile taking out his aircraft, and it'll be believable. So there's a lot going on here tonight at the Tucker Carlson event in Reading. Myself and Jack Posobiec will be breaking down even more intel that we've been asked to embargo until tonight. But as you can see, DHS went ahead and went with the story. Jack Posobiec's been posting on X about it. And this is something that all Americans should be very, very concerned with. I am here just outside Reading in another town. And we went out for coffee this morning and I got mobbed by the locals. Black, white, old, young, Asian, tourists, you name it. People are really awake. I was in a coffee shop, shook the hands of half the people in there that were listeners, people behind the counter. And then when I was leaving, looked over, there was a black guy, younger black guy, watching a Trump clip on his phone. So the buzz is out there. The numbers are incredible. Rasmussen shows Trump is surging in battleground states way past Kamala. That's why they're trying to kill him. If they thought they could steal it, then they wouldn't be trying to kill him. Trump won in a landslide in 2016. He didn't win in a landslide in 2020. That's how they were able to steal it. He had a small margin. But the numbers are bigger landslide this time. So their only go-to move is try to kill Trump or start some giant war, cyber attack. New viral release, God knows, with 41 days left, what they're about to pull. But we are on the case. We are focused on it. We are breaking it all down. But just huge developments. Other assassination attempts we don't know about. Five hit teams. The reported attempted shooter assassin in Florida trying to say that he's the guy behind the bounties that are out there on Trump. And that he's connected to the CIA and he's a U.S. Foreign Legion fighter in Ukraine and recruiting fighters for Ukraine. This is just classic intelligence agency type garbage. And America's fighting for its life right now. And the system knows we are so close to getting Trump in. And Trump knows how to drain the swamp now by putting in good people. He's got Congressman Massey and Senator Paul and RFK Jr. and so many others already advising him way ahead of even the win on the advance team to be able to get in there and make sure the right people get into the federal government to turn this republic around and drain the swamp. So huge news, absolutely crazy that this is going on. And as I said, back when they tried to kill Trump and Butler over 2 months ago, I said, for every assassination tip you know about, guarantee there's two or three others that you don't know about and other cases where they got close but weren't able to again. So pray for President Trump. America and the world is at a very, very serious inflection point and crossroads. Be sure and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and follow Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer. Be sure and follow us on InfoWars on X and Band.video and InfoWars.com/show. The people are hungry for the truth now. Share the links. You are the Paul Revere's. Just remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer hosting today's Alex Jones show. We do have more from Alex coming up in just a minute and the rest of today's transmission. But I've got a lot of other stuff planned as well. I want to kind of lay that out for you before we go back to Alex, who will be with Tucker Carlson tonight in Pennsylvania at an event that is already sold out, like all of other all the other Tucker Carlson events. So we're going to dive deeper into this story. Why did the DOJ release this letter of the would-be Trump assassin that was somehow able to get by Secret Service and hang right out at a golf course for 12 hours, even though it was already a known security soft spot? Media would go there with cameras all the time to try to get pictures. They already knew this. How was that possible? How did he have Donald Trump's schedule? He had Donald Trump's schedule, ladies and gentlemen. So if it was 99.8% that were positive, there's a leaker in the federal agencies or a mole in Trump's inner circle. Now it's 99.999999. So we'll look more into that as well as some of the other developments around that story. We've also got some news dealing directly with the election. A strange endorsement for Kamala Harris over the weekend. You'd think this is the kind of endorsement you wouldn't want. But they did it. IRS for Harris. Wow. IRS for Harris. I'll tell you. We'll see how that one goes. Now, we've got a ton of geopolitical news here. And Alex is going to get more into that. But I'll come back with some of this geopolitical news in the second hour as well, dealing with Israel, Iran, Lebanon, what's going on there, also Russia and Ukraine. But there's a situation in D.C. where if you read in between the lines, these world leaders are not interested in meeting with the current administration. Joe Biden is done. He basically just shows up and fills a seat. So he's worthless. You might as well just put a mannequin in these meetings. They know that. And then there's Kamala Harris, who's just not a serious person. She's a cackling hyena. She's a clown. As Tim Walz said, she's a prostitute. So they want nothing to do with Kamala Harris being there. And also, you know, Middle Eastern leaders want a serious man to be involved in these very serious geopolitical conversations, not a cackling hyena, non-serious woman who likely was able to get her place in politics by serving the needs of people in California like Willie Brown. So we're going to cover that. What's the deal with CNN and Kamala Harris now saying, oh, we're going to have a second debate, but Trump won't show up. It's Trump. He's a chicken. He's a coward. I'll tell you what's really behind that. And then this illegal immigrant story isn't going anywhere either, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a ton of news on that as local activists are now getting much more vocal, especially in some of the deepest blue cities. Chicago, New York, Philadelphia. And so there's some crazy news out of there as well. And then Speaker Johnson, what an absolute spineless squish this guy is. He's going to pass the continued resolution, and he's not even going to get the SAVE Act. Did you hear that? He's going to pass the continued resolution, and he's not even going to get the SAVE Act. So, I mean, folks, that's basically just letting the Democrats bend you over in the prison cell and not even putting up a fight. Just saying, okay, just go ahead. I'm just going to go ahead and bend right over for you. How many are there? How many of you are there? This guy ended up being worse than Kevin McCarthy. This guy ended up being worse than Kevin McCarthy. And that's not to say the ouster of Kevin McCarthy that, you know, hindsight being 2020, that was a bad thing. I'd still say it was a good thing. But Speaker Johnson, no doubt, has been worse than Kevin McCarthy. And then some big news dealing with some of these Hollywood celebs that attended Diddy's freak-off parties. Something big could be about to drop there. But is it going to go the way of the Epstein deal, where they just kill him in a prison cell and then the whole thing just goes away and they have nothing? We shall find out. We'll get more into that, too. But now we go back to Alex Jones with an update on the Israel situation and the conflict in the Middle East.
I'm about to play you a clip that is the Rosetta Stone of draining the swamp. Now, what's the Rosetta Stone? They didn't know how to decode hieroglyphs in ancient Egypt for hundreds and hundreds of years. Archaeologists didn't know what most of them meant. Then they finally found the Rosetta Stone that had all the decoding on it into another language that they could understand. And suddenly, they could read all the hieroglyphs. So it's kind of like having the owner's manual to something. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a few days ago, was at a talk, and he discussed his public discussions with Trump and his private discussions with Trump and what Trump's been saying publicly. So if you want to drain the swamp, you've got to have the blueprints for it. You've got to have the plans of the Death Star. And everything that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, I know is true because I watched it happen and I experienced it. And when I gave Trump just some public information that wasn't hard, but Trump, again, was literally new to actually running things in politics. He knew how to donate to politicians and was public about that. But he didn't understand that it wasn't even about left or right. It was about total power by these generational bureaucrats and their financiers. So you're about to see the clip. Kennedy talks about the fact that when Trump got in, all these big lobbies, all these big groups, all these big conservative lobbies came to him, supposed conservatives, and said, listen, you've got hundreds of thousands of employees you've got to pick right now. You've got to pick tens of thousands to be their managers to get the government and the economy going, because they didn't tell him you're supposed to get your transition team ready once you're president-elect. Really, even before you're president-elect, you've got to be getting it ready. So he didn't start that till he basically got into office, and they bum-rushed him and put a bunch of operatives in, because he thought if he just put Republicans in, he'd be okay. No. Most of them were neocon rhinos that actually worked for the Democrats, in some cases were their bosses in the Uniparty. So now Trump understands this and is bringing in RFK Jr. and a bunch of other people that I know personally, that RFK knows, that are really good, that are pro-America populist, that transcend left and right, that will defend our borders, will defend the Second Amendment, will secure our dollar, will stop World War III. So to describe how important this is, I figured people in the Trump administration were telling him about Fiona Hill and all these other people that were on George Soros's Open Society board. And I couldn't believe that they were in senior positions at the State Department and the White House. So when Trump would call me on a routine basis about different issues, I'd say, sir, here's a few people you want to get rid of. They're on the Soros board. And he would look into it and fire them. And that's when the media attacks went crazy. That's when they started suing me. That's when they went nuts. And it isn't like I was giving him some really incredible intel. Everybody else around Trump, other than Steve Bannon and General Flynn, who they got rid of very quickly, were scared to tell Trump, hey, we're surrounded by traitors, because they wanted to keep their jobs. Trump 100% gets this now. A lot of folks have said, oh, he's different this time. They've prosecuted him. They've persecuted him. They tried to kill him. He's taking the gloves off. He already is. And publicly and behind the scenes, he's already getting the transition team ready. They're already going through the names 10, 15, 20 levels down. Now, that's positive. That's beyond incredibly good. The problem is, it's come out, the globalists have got his phones tapped by claiming he's a Russian asset. They're able to do that. It's through the whole FISA court. It's a giant fraud, as you know. And they know that Trump is really coming for the swamp this time with the plunger to unclog the drain. And so that's why they've already tried to kill him twice. That's why there's five hit teams inside the United States. That's why all this insanity has been turned up to 11, is because they know their time is truly coming to an end. Because you can get presidents in and out. You can even get a Congress in or out. But if you don't go in there and remove the bureaucracies, when you look at Blinken, or you look at Raskin, or you look at Garland, or you look at any of these people, they are third, fourth generation bureaucrats at the highest levels of the government, and they believe they own this country. In the late 70s, they were able to get a law passed in response to the corruption of Nixon to put inspector generals over all the agencies and groups. Now they want one over the Supreme Court, an unelected inspector general over the Supreme Court. So they've already created a fourth branch of government, the permanent bureaucracy. That is the swamp. That is the deep state. Literally, the permanent state is what academics call it. So Trump is literally coming with the demolition team to destroy the big rotting deep state and on its ashes restore the republic. Here is RFK Jr. laying it out. This is incredibly good news, and it's already in full swing. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm here in Pennsylvania for the big event tonight with Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, that I'll be co-hosting with here in Reading, Pennsylvania. Be sure and follow us on X. More breaking news at InfoWars.com. Now here's RFK Jr. breaking down the incredibly positive news that's going to make the deep state come after Trump even harder.
Well, they made those commitments during our talks, but he put his money and he said, I'm going to put you on the transition team, which I didn't ask for, but it was a commitment. And by the way, President Trump told me that the last time around when he got into office that he was not prepared to govern, that he didn't really know what came next, that he was immediately surrounded by business, corporations, corporate lobbyists. And they all said, put this guy in power, put this guy in this position. You have to, it's 14,000 positions that the president has to fill when he comes into office. And he said, I did what they told me, and it was a lot of bad people. And you know how he talks about bad people. And he said, I'm not going to do that again. And because of that, this time around, the GAO pays for the transition team, the General Accounting Office. They won't give you any money until you win the election. So you can't start picking a new government until November 5th. And he said that the last time around, that put me in a bind because we didn't have time to vet people and to understand what they were, what they stood for and what they were going to do. So this time he went to private donors and he said, we're going to start the transition team 3 months earlier. And he didn't just say that, but they were aggressively approaching us and saying, we're going to have this meeting. We need names for this department. We want your names. We're going to appoint your people. And we've been actively involved. My daughter-in-law, Amaryllis, who runs my campaign, is going to be moving into Palm Beach. The smartest person, somebody said to me the other day, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy is the smartest woman I've ever met. And I said, no, she's not. She's the smartest person that you've ever met. And she is. And she's going to be living day to day in Florida working on the transition team because that's what they requested. So these were not empty promises. Not only that, but President Trump, good to his word, has been out on the campaign trail, and every speech that he gives, he talks about these issues. And they have become now his signature issues. Ending the war, reopening a friendly relationship with China and Russia as trade partners, not one that can take advantage of us, but partners because we need a what my uncle called a peace race rather than an arms race. And that's going to be good for the whole world. We need to be projecting economic power abroad, like my uncle did, rather than military power, which has gotten us into all this mess. And he talks about that with an eloquence that I have never been able to muster. I'm so impressed with the speeches he's given on this subject. I urge you to look at YouTube. I take excerpts of these speeches and send them to everybody. I'm astonished by them. He talks about making America healthy again at virtually every speech that he gives. It's often the dominant theme of his speeches. And he talks about ending the censorship and surveillance state. Oh, and people said to me, you better get a contract with him because if you don't have a contract, he's going to break his word. Well, this is the biggest contract I could ever get. That he is publicly committing to all of you to these issues. And, you know, one of the things that we know, which was very disheartening to me when he got to the White House last time, is that he keeps his word on all these things that he promises publicly. He's not scared to challenge orthodoxies, to defy institutions, to break the institutions that are in his way. And that's what we need, a president who can do that, a president who's not just going along for the ride. And so I'm very satisfied with all the things he's done. I consider that him keeping his word that he's gone out publicly and endorsed all these issues in front of the world.
11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason, the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days and they admitted the security. It would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment,
And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in the news. Didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money, want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet, it hit Bloomberg, AP Reuters, we'll put Bloomberg up, that the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones' trial efforts challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapping stuff and know some bidders coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, ever challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself. And I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court. And I have to fight them. And that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it. Trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here. Big supporters. And get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You can get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, our government is really sick at all levels. And we are supporting foreign wars that really do nothing for us, not for the American people at least. It might do something for the military-industrial complex, those that own stock in the weapons contractors and manufacturers, a lot of people that live in D.C., Northern Virginia, you know, politically involved types, lobbyists. They like these wars. And then, of course, there's the deep state, the international cabal that uses countries like Ukraine as a rat hole for money laundering and weapons laundering. And so this is all going on. And not such a friendly reminder of this today, as the Biden administration is gearing up for meetings with the UN and Middle East leaders that have already fallen apart before they've even began, because everybody knows Biden is an empty suit at this point. It's worthless for him to be there. And Kamala Harris is a not serious person, very unserious person, a cackling clown. And so they're not really interested in dealing with her either. They're actually trying to meet with Donald Trump. But of course, that's an issue because the same deep state is trying to kill Donald Trump. And so this is all going on. But you've had political leaders like Nikki Haley And then today, Josh Shapiro, who are so sick, who I guess want their image to be their hands, their faces covered in blood, as Shapiro pulls a Nikki Haley and signs a missile that is headed to Ukraine or then perhaps headed towards Russia. I mean, these are just sick people, folks. It's one thing if you want to make political decisions to support a war or whatever, but then to come out and sign a bomb, Nikki Haley, Josh Shapiro, you are disgusting. There is something deeply disturbed with a politician that thinks it's good optics to sign a bomb. That is an embarrassment. That is despicable. The American people should be nauseous over this. We should be nauseous that our government is getting involved in foreign wars and conflicts that could lead to World War III. And these sycophant, bloodlusting whores that we call politicians sign their names big and boldly on bombs to let you know where they stand. Now, we got more on this with big developments happening in Israel's wars. Now they're bombing multiple countries. And it looks like Ukraine and the Russia conflict are that's getting worse. And so I think you figure there's a lot of decisions that are going to be made here ahead of the next presidential election, knowing that that'll change the entire temperature in D.C., the entire approach to foreign policy, and likely a complete shutdown of the money laundering and the weapons laundering like Donald Trump did in his first 4 years. So a lot of people trying to make a lot of moves ahead of that. And we're going to cover all of that coming up. But first, here is another report on the situation with Alex Jones.
Israel has intensified its bombing of Lebanon in the last 24 hours and is now announcing they're going to do the same thing they did in Gaza, where they began carpet bombing and then move south. In this case, they're going to move north from northern Israel, the Golan Heights, into southern Lebanon, destroying everything in their path, including private people, innocent people's homes. Now, obviously, Israel was attacked October 7th. We have the backdrop of Biden sending all those billions of dollars a month before, the clear stand down for almost 8 hours of the Israeli Defense Forces. And Netanyahu said at the time, we will investigate what happened on October 7th once this war is over. But now the war is going to supposedly go on forever, and he's using it to stay in power. Now, pulling back and thinking about this, Lebanon, just a few decades ago, was Christian. Yes, the Muslims have come in. Yes, the Muslims have taken over. I don't support Hezbollah. I don't support Hamas. And I don't support the things they do. But behind the scenes, you've got Iran that runs Hezbollah that then funds Hamas now to a great extent. Israel founded Hamas back in the 70s. That's on record, too, to destabilize the Palestinians and make them radical so they would look bad to the world. So there's a lot of Western powers, Israel, the United States, and others, the UK, behind the scenes trying to stir all this up and keep this cauldron going, and then it's the Palestinian people and the people of Israel that pay with endless war, and it's the people of the West that pay for Israel and give aid to the Gazans and others that also pay for it. So it's just an ongoing military-industrial complex meat grinder. And of course, 2 weeks ago, the Iranians got caught hacking the Trump campaign and giving it to the Democrats. So the Democrats are definitely in bed with the Iranians. They're playing a whole Hegelian dialectic operation. You've got Israel intercepting these pagers and walkie-talkies and then programming them with the lithium batteries to explode. Hamas makes a lot of their money running shops that sell walkie-talkies and pagers and phones. And so a lot of innocent people got hurt and were killed by this. I mean, this is wrong. Just because Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, attacked Israel, doesn't then mean all these men, women, and children should be just indiscriminately attacked. Two wrongs don't make a right. But regardless, everybody else is just focusing on the human toll and what could be billed as genocide in Gaza. Definitely ethnic cleansing that's going on. That area is covered. That's what everybody's focused on. I'm mainly focused on Israel standing down and the fact that there's been no investigation and that there were helicopters 10 minutes away and tanks and armored vehicles 20 minutes away for almost 8 hours. Most estimates are about 7.5. Some are as high as 10. And it's former top Israeli generals that had to drive all the way down from Tel Aviv and try to protect people that are the ones that have been saying this. And Netanyahu's not even denied it. So why do these powerful forces want this war to expand? Why do they want it to continue? Well, it's simple. Netanyahu gets to stay in power as long as this war is going on and not be investigated for all the stuff he was getting indicted for and in trouble for. But at a larger level, the military-industrial complex makes tens of billions of dollars every quarter off of the bombs, just like Ukraine. So this just goes on and on, and it's hurting innocent people. Then you have the backdrop of a week and a half ago, Biden green-lighting Storm Shadow missiles start being rained down on Russia. Russia says that'll be an official declaration of war. We are just hurtling into biblical Armageddon here. And again, that's because the old financial globalist bubble is coming to an end. They want their new cashless society in place. They want their new social credit score. This is all admitted. And so they need global crises to get that done. Now, with only 41 days left until the general election, you've got 5 assassination teams, 3 of them foreign, DHS says. The Trump campaign's taking that very, very seriously. They are canceling campaign events like one he's going to have in a few days here in Pennsylvania with the Polish president. The Ukrainian dictator, that's right, he canceled all the elections, didn't run for re-election. Zelensky flew here yesterday and is meeting with the governor in a major political campaign stop. This is all being used to turn the global temperature up so these powerful forces have a pretext to take our liberties and freedoms domestically and call anyone that's anti-war, Hamas or Hezbollah, or a Russian agent. So, with only 41 days left of this election and these 5 hit teams here in the United States, that is clearly the deep state creating the cover for an escalation in attempts to assassinate Trump, I believe, with surface-to-air missiles, truck bombs, drone attacks, more shooters, more poisoning. So we are living in a major inflection point in history where the planets are aligned for the people to wake up and take our planet back with populism and freedom, with the Great Awakening or the Great Reset, where we go into total and absolute tyranny. I'm about to throw the baton back to the great Owen Troyer and the crew there in Austin, Texas. More reports here on the road coming up. Don't forget, tonight I'll be with Tucker Carlson in Reading, Pennsylvania for a huge event. We'll be discussing all this and more. And then tomorrow he'll put that out on X for the tens of millions of folks to watch it. But now is the time. If you don't want World War III and you want peace, you want justice, to get educated on the facts, to speak out and say, we want to restore our republic, we want America first, we don't want World War III, we don't want to back what's happening in Ukraine or what's happening in the Middle East. We want to deal with our children and our future and our currency and our borders and the crime in the streets and all the corruption and BlackRock and Hollywood targeting our children with sexualization. We need to restore our republic, and then we need to have American soft power promoting liberty and freedom worldwide like JFK did back in the 60s instead of tyranny. Back to the live report with Owen Troyer.
So let's get into all the latest breaking news dealing with Israel, their strikes in Lebanon, some of the other developments, and then get back into the Ukraine-Russia situation. But I think it's important for kind of an understanding of this, or maybe just a, from a curiosity standpoint, the social political aspect of commentary on Israel. Now, you can sit here and point out obvious facts, like AIPAC is the most powerful lobbying group potentially in D.C., controls our foreign policy, and they own both sides of Congress, Democrats and Republicans. And if there is a representative on either side that is against funding Israel, they get called anti-Semites, and AIPAC spends hundreds of millions of dollars to have them defeated. Happened to Cori Bush. Happened to Jamal Bowman. They tried to do it with Thomas Massie. They failed. But this is just a fact. But see, you come out and you do commentary, and people are so staunch on either side of this issue that you can't even just say basic facts without people getting all emotional. Now, I don't understand that, but whatever. Some people feel some sort of way towards Israel. Here's what's frustrating as I'm going to get into all this news. Why is it that we have to sit here and debate support for Israel or support for Ukraine when our own country is falling apart? We have 15 million illegal immigrants coming into this country just in the Biden-Harris administration alone. The number of illegal immigrants in this country is probably close to 30 or 40 million. You have an open border and a welfare state. That will destroy our economy. They are importing in voters so that the Democrat Party can get a one-party rule. And there's this old joke that goes around, but tell me it's not true. If Texas was Israel, our border would be secure. If California was Ukraine, our border would be secure. The average American is now living paycheck to paycheck. Interest rates are at a record high. Inflation jumped a record high in 3 years under Biden. Now they just say, oh, well, it stopped. Well, after it hit a record high, it stopped, yeah. And I have to sit here and watch people obsess and get overly emotional about the situation in Ukraine or Israel more so than their own country and our own problems. So regardless of how you feel about Israel or how you feel about Ukraine, can we not all agree that we have issues that are pressing right here in the United States that should outweigh both of those situations? That we should address before we address whatever Israel's problems are or whatever Ukraine's problems are? Or do we have to sit here and let our country collapse and let the average American suffer, lose their freedoms, lose their prosperity, lose their upward mobility, lose their ability to own anything, because we want to sit here and pull our hair out over Israel or Ukraine? So let's just look at some of these latest developments now. Israel pounds Iran back Hezbollah strongholds, and Iran-friendly Biden-Harris administration is mum. Well, maybe that's for political reasons, because there's a lot of Democrat voters that are hyper anti-Israel. Or maybe that's just because this is not a serious administration at this point. Biden-Harris is an empty, Biden is an empty suit. Harris is a cackling clown. You want to see how bad it is with Biden? Let's just go back to D.C. real quick. This was Biden today. Israel Prime Minister Modi in town. Excuse me. India Prime Minister. One of our biggest allies. Great supporter. And Biden is up at the podium and just completely loses train of thought. Supposed to do an opening introduction or some statements, and just goes brain blank and says, okay, I guess we'll just take questions. Just completely skips this whole thing. Maybe the teleprompter goes out. I don't know. This is where the Biden-Harris administration is at right now in clip 15.
I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
He yells to the crowd.
Distinguished guests, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India.
He doesn't even know what's going on. So Biden is an empty suit. He's checked out. He's done. They ran a coup on him. So he says, fine, I wave the white flag. I'm done. You deal with it. I got however many days left. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I'm going to spend most of my time at the beach, napping at the White House, whatever. I'll show up when I need to. But bare minimum is what you're getting from Joe Biden at this point. And so this is on the heels of big UN meetings coming up. So Harris is a cackling clown on the campaign trail. She's not involved in the White House activities. And then Joe Biden is an empty suit that does the bare minimum and just shows up when he's told to, and that's about it. So I don't know how much of this is the Biden-Harris administration is mum on the Israel conflict for political reasons versus they're just not there. They're just not even involved at all. Middle East tension looms over Biden's latest UN General Assembly. So big UN meetings coming up. Foreign leaders jostle for meetings with Trump and Harris, even as Biden ramps up his diplomacy. So that's from CNN. Let me translate this. Let me tell you what's really going on here. The foreign leaders, specifically UN nations, really, even take the UN out of it. Foreign leaders, presidents, prime ministers, they don't want to meet with Joe Biden. They know he's checked out. They know he's an empty suit. It's pointless to have a meeting with Joe Biden. Kamala Harris, she's not involved. She doesn't know anything. She's an idiot. She's a cackling clown on a campaign tour. They don't want to meet with her. They want to meet with Donald Trump. They want to meet with the real president of the United States. So they're trying to get meetings with Donald Trump. So the White House still has all these employees and staff, and they're communicating with foreign leaders and UN leaders, and they're like, yeah, is there any way you can get us in touch with Donald Trump? Yeah, we'd like to meet with Donald Trump. They don't want to meet anybody from this administration, folks. It's a joke administration. They're checked out. They don't know what's going on, which, you know, I would actually be okay with. If our administration consciously made a decision to do isolation as a tactic right now, I would actually support that. But it's not a tactic. We're still funding NATO. We're still funding the UN. We're still funding Ukraine. We're still funding Israel. So it'd be one thing to make a foreign policy decision to say, we're checking out, we're taking our funds, we're decoupling, we're going to focus on domestic issues. Instead, it's, hey, here's the money and just don't give me a call. So they want to meet with Donald Trump. But then, of course, that's an issue because the deep state and the Democrats and other foreign nations, I suppose, as well, that want the gravy train to keep going, they're trying to kill Donald Trump. So that's kind of an issue. Middle East tension looms over Biden's latest UN General Assembly. Well, why? Because the UN says Israel is committing unprecedented crimes against children. They're committing unprecedented crimes against journalists. Israeli military raids Al Jazeera's office, confiscates equipment, and orders 45-day closure in West Bank. The IDF has pretty much shut down any media operation that they encounter. They've shut down all media operations in the Gaza Strip. They've made it illegal to fly a drone. Now they're doing the same thing in the West Bank. They don't want you to see what they're doing. Lebanon sees deadliest day of conflict since 2006. Officials say Israeli strikes kill more than 270. That's an early number. But let's retreat for a second. Why is the UN saying Israel is committing war crimes? Well, okay, they're bombing the hell out of Lebanon right now. I'm not a weapons expert, but I mean, the bombs they're dropping on Lebanon, folks, are no joke. No joke. And they're basically saying now that anybody in Lebanon, basically Israel's telling the Lebanese to flee Lebanon. I mean, that's really what they're saying. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? So the UN says Israel is committing war crimes. Think about it like this. Every other country, but you could even say the United States, every other country, if we want to do a drone strike or any kind of strike on these countries, it has to go through the UN. It has to go through the foreign courts and all this other stuff. Just to authorize a drone strike, Israel can put a bomb in some pager and give it to hundreds of people that blow up in front of children in markets and blow up on the streets and blow up while people are driving. And it's just like, oh, okay. So that's what the UN is talking about. And again, I don't want anything to do with this. This is not me picking a side. I don't want anything to do with this. Israel can deal with it itself. The Middle East can deal with it. They can figure it out. They've been killing each other long before the United States was here. The Jews and the Arabs have been warring long before the United States was ever here. I want nothing to do with it. Pick whatever side you want. Get emotional about it. I want out. I want a complete decoupling from the Middle East. That should not be controversial. But see, they know without the U.S.'s backing, the situation in the Middle East would be entirely different and probably not good for Israel, quite frankly. And so that's what leads to a lot of this. And that's why the Israeli lobby spends so much money to own the United States Congress. But I see all of this today. They keep pointing back to October 7th. A horrific thing. Israel stood down. Nobody wants to talk about that. But okay, fine. So Israel blows people up in the streets. Israel bombs Lebanon. Israel bombs Syria. All this other stuff. And they say, it's justified. We're at war now. They started it. Okay. Okay. So that's your logic. So if Iran or Syria or Lebanon bomb Israel or anybody else in the Middle East decides to bomb Israel, is that going to be the attitude? Oh, well, we're at war. No, it's going to be, we're the victims. We need to launch nukes. Everybody else needs to die. So good luck with that. I don't want anything to do with it. I want all troops out of the Middle East. I want completely decoupling from this region, complete decoupling from Israel. Israel needs to be registered as a foreign agent if they want to do lobbying in Congress. Oh, but what happens when you try to do that? Well, you get killed. Your name is JFK Jr. Hezbollah stronghold will be no-go death zone with nothing left standing, is what Israel is saying about Lebanon. Okay, again, so what if the roles were reversed? What would they be saying? Iran warns Israel of dangerous consequences of Lebanon strikes. Yeah, I don't think so. They all talk a big game, and none of them do anything. They're probably all blackmailed, or it's all another military-industrial complex money-laundering scheme, and they work it out with the West, and everybody makes money, everybody gets rich, and the people of the planet lose. So the people of Lebanon that just want to live their lives lose, people of Syria that want to live their lives lose, the people of Iran that want to live their lives lose, the people in Israel that want to live their lives lose, the people in America that want to live their lives lose. And the wars keep going and the money keeps flowing. And then you get guilt tripped if you don't choose the right side. But our border's wide open. Our economy is collapsing. Our cities are becoming third world hellholes filled with violent crime. And now Russia and Ukraine, that situation is getting worse. Zelensky is trying to tap DC to go for full victory against Russia. And Russia is warning against NATO, saying nuclear war could be imminent if you don't stop. And so, oh man, it's serious stuff, and we don't even have real leadership in D.C. to deal with it.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They have got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.